So Oprah Winfrey said it this week about why she decided to get into business with Apple. They're in a billion pockets, y'all. Now, the subtext is with that giant iPhone base of 1.4 billion people, Apple could sell the public anything. Even an entertainment service touted that offered no defining characteristics about how it would be different from Netflix, Hulu, and the others, one that didn't even bother to show any video clips or announce a monthly price tag. So, as the blogger Bob Lefsetz noted this week, Apple's event on Monday did nothing more than parade a bunch of aged celebrities to show credibility at the event that announced Apple TV Plus, the new planned service aimed at the cutting the cord crowd. Now, sure, Apple got Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, Big Bird, Reese Witherspoon, Alfre Woodyard, and others. They're the main attraction. Would you pay $10 monthly to watch them if you got a notice about these stars on your iPhone? Well, on our Facebook and Twitter feeds this week, the answer was a resounding no, which suggests that Apple has a huge marketing challenge. That was pretty much the standard reply I got from everybody I asked, which is, you know, to be expected. If you walk up to somebody and say, would you spend $1,000 on an iPhone? They'll say no, but then they'll go and do it. They'll say they're not going to subscribe, but then they'll see an ad and maybe decide to do it. I didn't see anything at this presentation that made me think I have to have this. Now, Apple has a huge challenge despite the 1.4 billion people who have iPhones. Lefsetz reminds us that the biggest base in the world will not automatically translate into market dominance. Do you remember when Facebook was by far the dominant social network with over 800 million members? And Google, which was the number one website and still is today, launched its assault on Facebook in 2011 with a social network called Google Plus. It tried every trick it knew to build the audience, including mandating that all YouTube accounts had to register through Google Plus. Today, Facebook has over 2.3 billion users, and Google Plus shut down earlier this month. Speaking of social networks, anyone remember Ping? That was Apple's short-lived attempt to build its own social network. It launched in 2010, 3 years into the iPhone, and was out of business by 2012. Apple's music app, despite being a virtual copycat of Spotify, has carved out an audience with over 50 million members, but even the size of the iPhone army has not enabled it to catch up to Spotify, which has just under 100 million users. Finally, when you think connected speakers, Alexa and the Google Assistant probably come to mind with the Echo and Google Home speakers. Apple's HomePod, ever heard of it? Barely makes a dent. Good luck, Apple. You're going to need it. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Let me know your thoughts about everything we talked about today on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to great online audio. I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. Thanks for listening.